Face off. Doubles get it. Jack Hughes shoots. Save. Don't stop. The horn sounds. And what an interesting finish to this game. Penalty shot. Couple of seconds left. Ducks hold on 4-3. And here's what I have to say. Can you believe all of this?
Well, what a win. That's back-to-back dubs for your Anaheim Ducks. And so many key pieces were just working so well tonight for the Anaheim Ducks. Lukáš Dostál was certainly at the top of the list there of just pieces of this roster that showed up and played so well, earning this huge 2 points.
Wow, what a weekend. What a good weekend. That was pretty interesting. And again, I might take a look at a replay myself at home when I get there and just see everything that happened. But there was no doubt for Toronto knocked the post off its moorings. So you know you're going to get the penalty shot. And then that failed. And then you saw that play. It's just crazy. Something you never seen in hockey most nights. We saw it here tonight.
Well, maybe if that ends up going into overtime because
yes.
of a action like that, if not a loss, then I think head coach Greg Cronin is certainly saying something in regards to that play in the locker room. But hey, look, the Anaheim Ducks, there's no need. They come out on top. 4-3 is your final. It came down to the very end.
That's great. Well, I'll just ask you a question, then we'll take a break so you can join Alexis Downey with a post game. And boy, I've been talking about this one all night long. Can't wait to see the NHL Network, the highlights on it. Ducks will be in the news against the Devils tonight. They win the game 4-3. So you've won two games in a row. You've got the next four at home, a very good Vancouver team. Can you keep this up? Is there some momentum you're seeing here from Anaheim that puts them in a more competitive stature going into the rest of the homestand?
Well, when you have Max Jones play the way he did in this game, you're going to have success. If you have Frank Vatrano continue to play big time, you're going to have success. And you can go just up and down this roster here. Pavel Mentikov continue that solid play. And how about that pairing? Radko Gudas, the Butcher, and Menti coming together and generating just quality chance after quality chance. I love that pairing, and certainly Radko filling in just nicely with that loss of Ilya Lyubushkin, of course, was the pair, Menti and Lyubushkin. Radko Gudas doing a good job slotting in there, and Olin Zellweger. How about his play? And once again, Olin Zellweger back in the Ducks lineup. He was an important piece in just generating shot after shot, seeming to find the lane time and time again. Jackson Lacombe, he had a great game. He was just solid. But Lukáš Dostál on out, it was a solid team win.
I'm going to leave it at this. I think Lukáš Dostál is becoming a fan favorite here, don't
yep.
you?
Yep.
Wow. What a night for hockey here. The Ducks win it after the win up in San Jose last night. Hooray, hooray. Hopefully more good things are ahead as the Ducks continue this homestand coming up in a couple of nights. We can't wait for that. For everyone here, thank you for all your work. Thanks for listening. We'll take a break, and it's Emerson and Alexis, and they'll have our post-game commentary. Final, Ducks 4. The Devils 3, hope you enjoyed it, and you've been listening to all of it tonight and all season long on DuckStream, powered by TuneIn and presented by Gettle.
Oh my God, Honda's helping us. What?
That's the sound of Teresa getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be buying new wheelchair-accessible furniture for her kid's bedroom, and we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a reliable, award-winning Honda, like the 2024 Civic. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you, and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook and the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bbbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Nate Bargatze, the Be Funny Tour.
I mean, Chuck E. Cheese is rough. I don't know if you've been there in a while. They look like they're trying to go to business and they can't.
All new material.
They filed for bankruptcy and they're still open. They called Blockbuster and they're like, how do you get out? We want out.
Nate Bargatze, Saturday, April 6th, Honda Center. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com. Produced by Outback Presents. Don't miss Nate Bargatze, the Be Funny Tour.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water. Nothing else.
To most people, a flashlight is just a light. But to Gettle Air Conditioning and Plumbing customers, it's a beacon, illuminating the way to total home comfort and peace of mind. And when that flashlight comes on, our values shine bright. We respond quickly and get the job done right. From complex plumbing and sewer repairs to Sadie-certified AC installations, Gettle's got this. Visit us online at Gettle.com. G-O-E-T-T-L. There's no one better, but it's hard to spell.
Today, when it comes to following sports, a basic box score just won't cut it. Get the stats behind the stats with NHL Edge. So you won't just see Makar's time on ice. You'll see where he spent it. You won't just know Matthew scored. You'll know how hard he shot it. And you won't just get OV's shot total. You'll know where he shot it from. Even if they're all from the same place. Know more about every stat, every shift, and every star with NHL Edge.
Anaheim Ducks hockey is brought to you by UCI Health. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit ucihealth.org/stop at nothing. Stay tuned for the Anaheim Ducks postgame show up next on DuckStream. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show, exclusively streaming on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio home for the Anaheim Ducks.
The Anaheim Ducks win tonight at Honda Center, 4-3 over the New Jersey Devils. Welcome into the postgame show on DuckStream. I'm Alexis Downey, joined by Emerson Edom. We are so excited to talk about this Ducks win. Two wins in a row, cleaning out their back-to-back games, a win over the San Jose Sharks last night, and then getting the win tonight at Honda Center over New Jersey. A lot of team efforts put into this game tonight, Emerson, but I am so excited.
Oh, I'm super stoked on this one. Look, I think maybe league-wide, if you're just a fan of the National Hockey League, you're looking at that last Ducks win against San Jose last night. It was, once again, a late start, 7:30 game there at SAP Center, and maybe some looking at that game, oh, it's just the San Jose Sharks, right? But then you follow it up with a big-time performance against a highly talented New Jersey Devils team. I must say, watching Jack Hughes just handle that puck throughout the neutral zone, just patience for days, that was fun to watch. And you like to see that high-caliber hockey from the opposing team, and then on top of that, have your very own Anaheim Ducks come out on top. I mean, that's great to see it, just a game played so well by both teams, and to have this Ducks team fight till the very end and fend off some great chances there late by the New Jersey Devils. It was fun to watch.
And what a way to start this five-game homestand for Anaheim, as they're going to be here at Honda Center for the next couple games. Not so bad to start out with two victories, a win last night on the road, and course this win here tonight. So let's get into the details on how the Ducks came away with the win in this one, starting in that first period. It was Frank Vatrano, the goal scorer, that got the Ducks on the board first, and it was the first goal of the game just 3 minutes and 37 seconds into the period.
In the opening minutes of the first period, here we have no score. Ducks go after the puck. Here's a shot. Score! Frank Fatrano came from the corner to the left of the New Jersey goaltender and shot it quickly and hard. And he beats Nico Daws cleanly. 1-0 lead for the Anaheim Ducks.
Frank Vetrano, we love to see him score goals, and he had two of them in this game tonight. Hoping to see that third one. We didn't quite get it, but Vetrano getting that first one as a part of this one. Mason McTavish, though, a part of that play, and we did not see him the rest of the game. But Emerson, how big was that first goal from Vetrano?
Oh, it was huge. A slight shoulder drop there, the deception. And then, as I mentioned, right when it happened, Alex Killorn having that same style of five-hole shot. It was on the ice. Hard and just hard enough to really slide through the wickets. It was such a big time goal. It was a goal in which, hey, the New Jersey Devils came out hot right out of the gate there, and to have Anaheim once again. And it happened last time these two teams met there in Jersey. The Anaheim Ducks scoring first in that game. They come out with the first goal in this game, and that's just huge, right? It really, it's unfortunate for the opposition when they're playing so well, first couple of shifts of the game, and then the Anaheim Ducks scoring first. It certainly can deflate you.
And Lukáš Dostál was tested early as a part of this game. The New Jersey Devils really turning it on from the very start of this game, as they did and continued to through that first period, because it was Timo Meier that would get them on the board to tie things up 17-22 into that period.
Timo Meier, the one-time shark, going into the corner after it. They'll try and create something. Move in front of the net. A shot. Oh, Dostal point blank. And then a rebound goes in. I thought they might clear it before a second rebound attempt. They didn't. And it's Timo Meier scoring the tying goal with 2:36 to go in the first period of play.
Timo Meier there getting the goal, tying it up. Emerson, what did you see on that one?
Well, look, Timo Meier, whether it was early on, midway mark, just the whole game, he was so strong on the puck. And, yeah, it was just a quick play. Nice shot. Happened so quick. And, look, for Lukáš Dostál, you can only stop so many, right? You mm-hmm. stop the first one. You stop the second one. Hey, eventually it comes a time where that third, fourth opportunity is going to go in, and that's what transpired there on that goal.
However, the Ducks were able to answer back not too long after that, and it was Adam Henrique getting the goal, a wraparound goal, as Max Jones was able to get the puck off the boards to him, and that gave the Ducks that lead to end that first period.
Devils go after it. Nice check by Henrique to steal the puck. Wraparound try, score! Adam Henrique did the work to get to the puck. Move it over the goal line. Then went to forehand and shot it by Nico Daws. Oh, a great, great individual effort. And the Ducks regain their one-goal lead. It's 2-1 now.
So with that one-goal lead going into the second, they were able to extend that one as Max Jones deflected a shot into the net off Gus Lindstrom's initial pass to him, and that would give the Ducks a two-goal lead.
And Jones still has possession of the puck, warding off Luke Hughes. Puck played to the point. See if the Ducks can score here. Lacombe, other side. Puck throwing in front. They do! They score! Defensive zone. Ducks finally get some playing time in the other end of the rink. Max Jones, a big part of that. Ducks score a goal after some play from the point man, and that's a 3-1 Ducks lead.
I mean, how about Max Jones in this game tonight? He was putting everything on the line, getting that chance to play on the top line tonight, and he deserved it. He played like he, you know, belonged in that spot.
No, he certainly did, and he answered the call there. Of course, Leo Carlson, a big-time loss, and no matter what, it's one of those things where if Leo's out, you already play well as a team, 4-3 win. You know, Leo being in, it's going to make it a maybe a 5-3 win, a 6-3 win. That's what Leo can do, and he has done, as we saw in that San Jose game, really playing well with that line. along with Alex Killorn and Adam Henrique. But, look, Max Jones just doing all the right things. He was using his strength. He was first to a lot of pucks. Just on that even first goal of the game there by Adam Henrique, really contributing on that forecheck, moving his feet. There was actually a little bit of a nudge, and forgot who was first on that forecheck, whether it was Adam Henrique or Max Jones. But one player pushed the other with their stick there, really launching them forward and getting first to that puck. And it just goes to show how in tune each Ducks player was, shifting and shift out, playing with a purpose, executing well the game plan. And that game plan certainly was the central figure in this Ducks win.
Now, the Devils did not like going down by two goals in this game in the second period there, and it was Jack Hughes on the power play getting the next one to bring the game back to within one goal.
All right, here's the Devils with the puck. Move in, a shot, they score! Oh, my, that didn't take too long. So I'm glad I didn't speak, at least right now. It's Jack Hughes firing a wrist shot, beating Dostal cleanly. Fans, of course, upset over the penalty call, which was partly responsible for what just happened. All of a sudden, Ducks have a 3-2 lead now in their home building.
But that didn't last long, as Frank Vetrano once again got on the board, and this one, a really nice feed from Troy Terry on the far side. Vetrano going forehand, backhand, and putting it in the back of the net like he likes to do.
And then you can make a case that both teams have come out and play some strong hockey. Centering feed, Vetrano scores! On a backhand shot! That was as pretty a goal as we've seen all night long. The Ducks did a great job getting the puck out of their own zone. Vetrano winds up scoring after a nice feed from Radko Gudas. And there's Vetrano backhand. It's a 4-2 Ducks lead.
Vetrano was feeling it tonight. His 29th goal of the season. Just one more till he gets to that 30 mark. I mean, what did you see from him in this game?
Well, that's a lot of goals, first and foremost. 30 and the game's highest level, the National Hockey League. Isn't quite there yet, but certainly close, and just a big-time goal at such a big time in this hockey game. And he just shoots the puck so well, as we saw on his first goal of the game, followed up by just a patient. And how about that feed from Troy Terry there, as you mentioned, taking it forehand to backhand, and just being able to freeze time within that hectic moment. It's just spectacular, and it really goes to show how high caliber of a goal scorer he is.
Happy to have Troy Terry back in the lineup tonight, coming back after missing the last couple games. So the Ducks had the 4-2 lead. Going into that final period, New Jersey decided to make a switch in net. Akira Schmid came into the net in relief, and that certainly played a factor into that third period, as they then got a goal that brought it to within one goal. It was Tyler Toffoli on the power play, just a wide open net. And then it was very much down to the wire, as Lukasz Dostal would end up having a penalty shot taken against him by Jack Hughes. And, well, the rest is history. Listen to Steve's call.
Jack Hughes for the Ducks to post a victory, I'm guessing.
And Dostal, we trust.
Jack Hughes, fans booing. Wide turn to the right, Dostal coming out. Jack Hughes in. He doesn't shoot, never got the shot away. He never got the shot away. And Dostal, with some great aggressive work coming out, might have distracted Jack Hughes there. But what a play as we look at the replay here. Still 2.1 left. Hughes comes to the right of Dostal, and he just lost the puck. He was on the forehand, but the puck hit the backhand motion, and he lost possession of it.
Certainly, just the biggest moment of that hockey game right there was Lukasz Dostal stopping Jack Hughes on that penalty shot. And wow, what a moment. It just really, it highlights how well the Dostal played there in that game. Hey, Ducks fans, we're sending out the call for all SoCal fans to tune in to all Ducks home games, because when the Anaheim Ducks win, you get a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddle for only $2 on the McDonald's app the following day. Simply download and register on the McDonald's app today at participating McDonald's.
And make sure to get that McDonald's tomorrow, because, you know, your Anaheim Ducks won this game tonight, and we have a lot more to talk about on this post-game show. We'll be right back.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
To most people, a flashlight is just a light. But to Gettle Air Conditioning and Plumbing customers, it's a beacon, illuminating the way to total home comfort and peace of mind. And when that flashlight comes on, our values shine bright. We respond quickly and get the job done right. From complex plumbing and sewer repairs to SADE-certified AC installations, Gettle's got this. Visit us online at Gettle.com. G-O-E-T-T-L. There's no one better, but it's hard to spell.
GACLA 125-674-EM-43390.
Since 1894, Arrowhead Brand 100% Mountain Spring Water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% Mountain Spring Water. Nothing else.
Get ready for The Offspring, live in concert. Celebrating the 30th anniversary of Smash. And the Honda Center in one special Orange County show. The Offspring, playing Smash in its entirety, plus all the hits. Honda Center in Anaheim, Saturday, June 1st. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com.
Get the official NHL app to watch, read, and listen to all the deets.
All I can say is absolutely wow.
All the sauce, all the saves. All the hits, all the snipes, all the sellies.
He scores! Unbelievable!
All the hockey. If it's hockey, it's here. Listen to every NHL game for free, now with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Download the official NHL app now.
See every Honda Center event from the best seats in Orange County. Annual premium club seats are the best way to entertain your most important clients, best friends, your family, and yourself. Events of all sorts come to Honda Center year-round, so there's something for everyone. Spend less time parking, finding your seats, and buying concessions, and more time enjoying all the amenities of the Pacific Premier Bank Club level. Get our latest club seat offers today at HondaCenter.com/clubseats.
Welcome back to the post-game show. An Anaheim Ducks victory tonight, 4-3 over the New Jersey Devils. And I'm sure your thoughts are just as excited as ours in this one. We are going to get to our text line now. As always, thanks for sending us your thoughts on this game. The first text we have here: listening to the last minute of this game almost killed me. Dost Wall came in clutch. Honestly, I mean, the way that all happened, Vetrano just knocking the goal right off, you know, he kind of might have saved the game a little bit there. I mean, I get it, but
hey, I think he was just, he knew that the Dost Wall was going to come up big. I think that's why he did it. He said, you know what, I'm going to throw the biggest test at you tonight here, Lukasz. And yeah, and once again, it's head coach Greg Cronin, maybe the coaching staff, I think they address it. Maybe he does it individually now, just coach to player. Hey, you know, maybe not next time you pull something like that. But look, it's Frank Vetrano. He's an all-star. He's a passionate player. And those types of things just happen. I think it goes to, you know, how competitive he is. And, you know, the odd time he likes to get under the opposition's skin. So, hey, look, if it works out, I don't think there's really reason for concern. So it worked out. Lukasz Dostal with just once again the biggest save of the game, just tracking that penalty shot just all the way through from the red line all the way till just the frantic final seconds of that. He stuck with it, and it was just a great play by him.
That was such a sweet stop that he had there. You could see how excited he was. You don't get to see that emotion from Dostal very often, but man, he was fired up.
Yeah, what a celly he threw there with only just a short time left to go in this game, and he just came up big. It's almost like he played so well. He had to finish in that spectacular fashion to really match the well level of execution he displayed all game.
Now, Fizz here said that we need a song to play whenever Dostal or Gibson make an amazing save. We had Get Jiggy With It when Jiguer was here. We need to extend the tradition. I like that idea.
That is one thing that I have not heard. I did not know that the Ducks did that for Jiguer there. And that makes sense, right? Because the players have their goal songs, right? So, yeah, I am all for the tandem, Gibby and Dostal, having their own song. But, you know, that song would be played every second of the game because they're always going. They're always having big-time stops. So, yes, I agree. And some of the most dramatic saves between the two of them, I would love for them to have a save song.
The New Jersey Devils ended up having 55 shots in this game tonight. Dostal saving 52 of those 55. Quite a performance from him. Another 50-plus save performance from Lukasz Dostal. We're so lucky to be able to witness something like that in his, you know, rookie season in the NHL. He's such a joy to deal with off the ice, and we love him on the ice as well. So another text that we have here from Sam. What do you think about the third Devils goal when the opponent touches Lukasz Dostal? So that goal would be the Tyler Toffoli rebound power play goal there.
Yeah.
Did he touch him?
Well, I think he was he mentioning Luke Hughes there going into Lukasz Dostal there in kind of an interesting way.
Yep.
And it seems like Dostal was able to at least jump at the last second, trying to avoid sliding Luke Hughes going into Lukasz there. So I think he was trying to avoid him. And sometimes that just kind of the combination between avoiding and, of course, Luke Hughes sliding low on him. I don't think it was intentional any harm there from Luke Hughes there. And I think it was Lukasz Dostal just trying to do his best to get out of the way. So nothing too out of the ordinary. It happens so fast. You know, it's hard when it comes to intent to injure, intent to, you know, maybe do something that might warrant even a suspension at sometimes. Some of these plays happen so quick. It's hard to think of doing something intentional in a lot of those sequences.
Red from Buena Park said, no, Leo, no problem. The Ducks looked great, and Dostal put down the stone wall. Okay, really enjoyed the defense's involvement in the offense, especially on the last two goals. Nights like these are huge reminders that the Ducks are extremely fortunate to have two outstanding grade-A goaltenders here in Anaheim.
Yeah, certainly. Any other team in the National Hockey League would love to have that tandem in Lukasz Dostal and John Gibson. And it just goes to show, as much as things are turning around here in Anaheim, the fact that we have these two, we're certainly lucky. Mm-hmm. And that message said it all right there. We are certainly blessed to have them in Anaheim and really stick with the process, right? Stay with the team that's transitioning into, you know, what seems to be a powerhouse with all this young talent.
We keep talking about Dostal, and we got word during the break that we have sound from Lukasz Dostal, so let's listen to what he had to say about this game, huh?
Tonight, well, let's start at the end. Can you go take us through your thought process there, 2 seconds left facing the penalty shot, and then just give him absolutely nothing to shoot at there?
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure, you know, that I always fill the space when he went so wide, and so Yeah, it's always kind of, I feel like, 50-50, but with Z and with MacD, like, always, and with other Leo and with other guys, like, we do it, like, all the time, some shootouts, some breakaways and stuff, so I was pretty confident in the end that I can stop it, so, yeah, but obviously it's always kind of 50-50.
How unique of a situation it is that, I mean, like you said, you face a ton of shots, you obviously, you know, shootouts, but with the game on the line, they have, you know, the chance to tie it. How unique of a situation is that?
Yeah, obviously it's unique. You know, it doesn't really happen often. You know, that you get a penalty shot right in the end like that. But you know, I think when I used to play in Finland, I think it happened like once or twice. Also, so yeah, just trusted myself. Just took it like it's, you know, just part of the game, and I just got to stop it. So I'm glad that I could do it.
He faced 53 shots. That's a lot of shots. I know you've had some other games with a lot of shots, but I don't remember 53.
Yeah, it's what can I say? You know, it's my job to be there, just stop the pucks, and so that's all I can say.
Okay, thanks, Austin.
Thanks, Austin. Lukasz Jostal there. It's my job there to stop the pucks. But, you know, he sounded like he was very confident about making that save.
No, for sure. And once again, just giving props to his teammates there, McTavish, and just, you know, once again, and that's just a common theme we've heard in a lot of these interviews when, you know, they don't maybe go a player's way, or in that case a goalie's way, then you know they've, you know, own up to it, and, mm-hmm. and head coach Greg Cronin and in some of his interviews has owned up to some situations, and on the flip side, when big wins like tonight happens against good teams like the New Jersey Devils, it's just good to hear that level of maturity, that leadership. Once again, giving props to his teammates. It wasn't all just him, a lot of it was, but he certainly got help from a lot of different skaters here tonight.
What do you think about Olin Zellweger in this game tonight? Coming in, his first game back with the Ducks since he was called back up. Today that happened. No Cam Fowler, the facial laceration. I have a hard time saying that sometimes.
Oh, don't get me started, Amy.
Little tongue twister.
Don't get me started. I'm not, once again, I said it mid-broadcast. I have a ton of mistakes there that, look, it is what it is. Luckily, we get the win. Mistakes can happen. We get the win. Nothing else matters.
So Olin Zellweger.
Oh, he was fantastic. He, once again, it was a game in which I just felt that the Anaheim Ducks missed that level of play, that urgency, that quick, he gets it. It's just the right play. It's almost like Leo Carlson on the back end, right? He finds the each play that is available and the right play at that. So he's just a fast-paced player. He gives that back end a boost. And it's going to be scary. We think of what's to come in the pipeline. You have Tristan Luneau mm-hmm. coming in and, you know, eventually adding to that arsenal on the back end. So if you're an Anaheim Ducks fan, you have a lot to be looking forward to.
Also, Radko Gudas tonight played a big part in this game. Ended up having 7 hits as a part of this one tonight. The Ducks ended up with 28 of them in this game. And I just think it's so awesome that now, I mean, obviously Pavel Mintikov had the opportunity to play alongside Ilya Labushkin all season long. Ilya Labushkin now gone, not a part of the Ducks anymore. He now gets to play alongside Radko Gudas the last 2 games. I really like that for him, especially, you know, in this first season, as he's already matured throughout this year. Now he gets a guy that's, you know, a slightly different in his style, just a little bit more physical, but Labushkin always backing up you know, Mintikov on that back end too. So I kind of like this pairing that they have put together.
I do too. I do too. We're on the same page there, AD. No pushback for me. You liking that pairing, hey, I am all for it too. I thought they were very effective. I thought they were just as comfortable with each other as Pavel Mintikov and Ilya Labushkin were. So good news there. Hey, maybe it's even better fit. And that's saying something because Minty and Labushkin were certainly quite the pair. But, hey, got to move on. Big loss in Labushkin, but Radko Gudas playing very well. I just thought things looked right, minus the loss of Cam Fowler. Mm-hmm. When he's back, wow, you have Zellweger. You have that combination there, and as we just talked about, the Butcher and Mintikov there. There's a lot of great things to look forward to.
And you know what else I like?
What's that?
Jack Daniels, the only good thing that comes from waiting is whiskey, so make it count. We have more of the post-game show on the other side of the break.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station? We'll celebrate guys like Stoney Edwards and O.C. Smith, you know, guys who didn't get a lot of radio play back in the day.
And how about fearless gals like Tammy, Loretta, and Dolly, who paved the way for the female country singers of today?
Well, let's call it Country a Go-Go.
Yes. So you keep saying you got something for me. Search Country a Go-Go or ask your device to play Country a Go-Go on TuneIn.
Nothing sets the tone for your day like country hits. That's why TuneIn's exclusive Country Roads is here to make your journey just a bit better. With classic, feel-good country songs to bring summer vibes all year long. This guitar about as hard as a pain. To top 40 hits you just can't get enough of. Thank God I get to. TuneIn's Country Roads are your route for the best in country music. Just search Country Roads or ask your device to play Country Roads on TuneIn for a little Southern hospitality now.
There's just something about classic soul music that gets you moving. And TuneIn's exclusive Soul Groove station has all the right moves. Hit play on the grooviest 70s selection. Get your masters in melody with Motown Classics. Or set just the right tone with smooth, soulful vibes from Marvin Gaye and more. It's all right here on TuneIn, ready to set the perfect 70s tone. Search Soul Groove or tell your device to play Soul Groove on TuneIn now to listen.
There's a lot to listen to on TuneIn.
Music.
Music.
Music. Music.
At 17 years old, working a part-time job.
Man, reaching over the railing, he caught it!
But if you want to discover some new favorites, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn for all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station. Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn.
Follow you.
Follow us.
Follow us.
Hey, it's Garth Brooks, making sure you don't miss out on the return of the Garth Channel. We'll be playing all of the Garth music, plus music from all of my favorite artists. There's truly no fences here on the Garth Channel, just great music. Also back is Geology, all the crazy stories, and a brand new feature called Tea Time with the one and only Trisha Yearwood. And remember, it's the Garth Channel, and it's all about people loving people. Search for the Garth Channel on TuneIn to listen.
TuneIn's Coffeehouse Station is open for business. So pull up a cozy chair and start soundtracking your day with light acoustic classics from today's most soothing songwriters, like indie geniuses Bon Iver, soft rock newcomer Phoebe Bridgers, and acoustic legend Jack Johnson. I wanna turn the whole thing upside down. All in a soul-warming rotation on TuneIn's exclusive Coffeehouse station. Just search Coffeehouse on TuneIn to listen.
Another text that we got here. Max Jones, best game as a Duck, 200%. Congratulations. And this one's from Max from Hockey Doc. Well, Max, we agree. This was a great game for Max Jones tonight. And obviously, I mean, it was a big opportunity for him in this one just to be able to step in on that top line in the absence of Leo Carlson. We found out about that one a little bit late today, but just a great game for Max Jones all across the ice.
So I'm trying to figure out this. So Max Jones, best game as a Duck, 200% effort. Congrats. From Hockey Doc?
Oh, congrats, Max, from Hockey Doc.
But
so Hockey Doc. Yes.
Well, we want Hockey Doc. I need to find more info on
I read
on
that
Hockey
a little
Doc.
Wrong. I apologize.
Well, no, but I who's Hockey Doc? We appreciate the message,
Let's
but
see.
Hockey Doc, love it. And
Duckstream listener.
I am interested to hear more about you because I want to know what the Hockey Doc's all about.
Well, we can hear more from Max Jones now because we had the chance to have him speak to the media after this game now. So let's head down to the locker room.
What was in the effort that made the difference tonight? You guys really dug the puck out a lot.
Yeah, I mean, in the back-to-back games, you kind of play simple off the bat. You don't know how the legs are going to be. I think we did a good job at that in the first period, just kind of playing simple. We were a little slow coming out, but we found a way to kind of go in with the lead and just kind of sustain that.
Speaking of having legs, you clearly had them all night, and you usually do.
Do you feel especially engaged, particularly in a, from a physical standpoint? And obviously, you got some payoff.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, like I've always said, you know, when the penalties kind of happen during games, it slows it down. It's kind of the rhythm of the game kind of gets out of whack. But there was some time periods there where it was kind of 5-on-5. Got my heart rate up, and I feel like I had my best when my heart rate's up and I'm sweating and kind of engaged in the game. So, but again, I think recently I'm just trying to play hockey and have some fun out there. And I think that's kind of when I'm at my best.
Obviously, goal there, very nice deflection. How did that kind of materialize?
Yeah, it was a killer. Made a nice kind of high flip pass out of the zone. I just had to race for it, getting in the zone there. Just cycled low, went low to high, and I kind of just found a soft spot and hoped Lindy saw me, and he did. I mean, it was a great look, great pass shot, so just had to deflect it into that.
Lucas, I mean, he had the game against Toronto earlier this year, another 51, and maybe it's been a little bit up and down, but does a night like tonight show what he's capable of?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, you've seen it, you know, kind of all year with him. He's very dialed in. Even like on off days, practice days, you can see that he really takes care of his body and what he needs to do as a professional. And I find that pretty rare with young guys that kind of come in the league. You almost kind of have to push him. I mean, I know I had to do that and figure out my way as a pro. And it seems like he's kind of good grasp of that. I'm hoping he's getting the respect he deserves because he's a hell of a goaltender. We see it in practice every day. And all respect goes towards him.
And Rico's goal, Frank's second goal, your goal. It was all plays that started there defensively or on the forecheck, and the guy that initiated them ended up scoring. Is it that much more kind of, I guess, rewarding or fulfilling when you have a play that you kind of start and finish, I guess?
Yeah, definitely. It's always nice when hard work pays off. You know, you're always trying to do the right thing and stick to the structure. So when it pays off, it's really nice. And I think that's kind of what we did on that goal, Frank's goal. It was all sticking to the structure, F1 hard, F2 get the puck. Always know your outs, know where to put the puck. And it's nice to get rewarded like that, especially Rico. I know I heard that he passed Niedermeyer, so it's a pretty special milestone for him.
When are you guys ever going to play with a full lineup?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know, 82 games is a lot, so you know there's ups and downs throughout the season. So I don't know. We'll see. I don't even know. Has it been a game at all this year? Like,
I don't think so, maybe. Yeah,
yeah,
I think some.
Yeah, I know. I don't.
Maybe two.
I honestly don't think there has been
on
at all.
Hand, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Thanks, Jones.
Thanks, Max.
Max Jones there speaking with the media about his play tonight in this game for the Anaheim Ducks. Your takeaways on that?
Well, Eric Stevens certainly getting some questions in, and hey, killer, just accepting it and. Yeah, this has been a team that has struggled to stay healthy consistently. But like Killer was saying, it's just a
Jonesy.
Jonesy. It's a season in which is a lot of games. And look, my guess is as good as Jonesy. Just the simple fact that a lot of games, tough hockey, and yeah, it's a physical game.
Your mind on that top line? It's okay. I got you there.
Well, you know what? I was listening to the tail end of that, and they sound similar. Killer and Jonesy there.
We are the audio, yes. It's not the visual for us. Another text that we got here. Let's talk about this one. Interesting here. Is there anything the Ducks can do to lower the shots on goal disparity? So to give you an idea, the Anaheim Ducks, 23 shots on net tonight. New Jersey, 55. So, you know, that's been a storyline all season, though.
Yeah, and look, it's one of those things where, and I think from a sustainability standpoint, it's something that they're going to have to figure out, right? Mm-hmm. I think some of these games haven't gone or had the outcome that it had tonight, and that's obviously a victory. But look, if you're giving up 55 shots on goal, you know, how many of those are you going to pull out? Not sure. It doesn't matter. I guess at the end of the day, a win's a win, and they got it done. So, yeah, from a, you know, just a sustainability aspect of it, you got to question a little bit. But, hey, win's a win. They got it done.
Timo Meier and Jack Hughes both had 9 shots on goal in this one tonight, just to point out on the New Jersey Devils side. So certainly they were very active in this game tonight, and we saw that throughout this one. But as you said, Emerson, the Ducks got the win, and that's what matters, and they get, you know, just a day off before they come back on Sunday to take on a very tough Vancouver Canucks team. We have one more text here that I kind of saved for last because it's something I got really excited about here tonight. And Bill from Mission Viejo said, underhand pitch here. Do either of you happen to know who clinched the Big Ten Hockey Championship tonight? And then, of course, sent and for Alexis, go green with the graphic. My Michigan State Spartan hockey team clinching the Big Ten championship for the first time in their program history. That really hits home for me. I'm so happy for the program. I was there all 4 years, worked with the team all 4 years, saw the ups and downs that they went through, and it just brings such a smile to my face. Really happy. Both my teams got the victories tonight.
Congrats, AD.
Thank you.
I know that's what you want to hear.
Thank you.
Congrats.
Yes, yes.
You got it. You got my congrats. But no, hey, I'm thrilled. I'm a Canadian Hockey League type. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was a former player, Western leaguer, right? So a little unfamiliar with the college game, but mm-hmm. hey, maybe we chat about it over a lunch or something. You can tell me all about just the history of hockey there at Michigan State.
I'll fill you in on all the Big Ten hockey news, but I have to tell you, my Michigan State Spartans are sixth in the country right now. And on that end, speaking of Anaheim Ducks relations, Cutter Gauthier having quite the season at Boston College. They are number one in the country for college hockey, and he scored 2 goals tonight. And, you know, he's just someone that we are very excited about as we look ahead to the future. And maybe we'll get to see him here in Anaheim, hopefully at the end of the season. That's also me saying maybe they'll lose in the playoffs. Maybe my Spartans will win. We'll see.
Well, it certainly sounds like everything's heading in the right direction.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, well, sticking back to this Anaheim Ducks team, next game on Sunday, Vancouver Canucks, tough team. Any thoughts on that one as we look ahead a little bit or just taking in the win tonight?
Well, look, it's a Vancouver Canucks team that was just taken down by the Los Angeles Kings in dramatic fashion. There was certainly a huge separation in scoring, a decisive victory for the Kings, who have been playing so much better since that coaching change. They have certainly taken their game to a whole new level, really playing up to some of the standards that we saw earlier on in the season. But, hey, this is a well-coached Vancouver Canucks team in Talkett. Look, it's one of those things. You look forward to seeing players like Jack Hughes. That was the full-blown display of skill here tonight. You have players like Pettersson. You have players like Brock Besser, who's playing so well this season, certainly exceeding expectations. JT Miller. You have the SoCal native, right? Thatcher Demko in net, or presumably so. We'll have to wait and see. But look, there's just a ton of pieces that Vancouver team, and see down the stretch if they can continue this momentum. But hopefully, at least for that game, that the Ducks put a stop to them.
5 o'clock game on Sunday here at Honda Center hosting the Canucks. We'll have the pregame show for you at 4:30. I kind of just asked you your thoughts, but any last thoughts on this one tonight? Your final quack, if you have one?
Well, final quack, just figuring out how close Killer and Max Jones sound like, I guess. So anyway,
I like it.
A little foggy. That's what happens, though. I don't know, lactic acid buildup in my head after wins. You know how jumpy I get, AD,
yes,
and I just,
yes.
I don't know, I get foggy sometimes. Yeah. So, hey, look, it was a team effort. I just, moving forward, really look forward to a lot of these team wins here strung together, because I think certainly this Ducks team is well on its way to continuing this solid play.
Kind of going off what you're saying, team win in that end. It was a full 60 minutes for Anaheim tonight, I felt like, you know, just up and down throughout this game, especially on the second half of a back-to-back and a game that they played late in San Jose last night, getting in late, the whole team and you guys getting in late. So I was really pleased with the fact that they were able to come out and just moving up and down the ice all night long with this one and holding off New Jersey defensively, and really just happy about this one. So,
and what's it? Is it go green?
Go
green. Go green.
Go green.
Go green, 80.
Oh, go white. That's what I say back. That's what, fun fact for those at home, you're learning a little bit about Michigan State.
Huh.
And Noel Brown, a proud Michigan State alum. So Got to go tell Newell Brown as well. So next time we'll see you Sunday, 4:30 for the pregame show right here on DuckStream. And you can stick around after the break for the Ducks and Devils replay. Hear those Ducks win once again. Otherwise, for Emerson Needham, I am Alexis Downey. Thank you so much for tuning in for this postgame show on DuckStream, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.
It's time for the music that's trending on TuneIn.
Hold On to It by Tim McGraw. Now playing on the Big 615.
I'm Tim McGraw.
Hold on to the ones who hold a place there in your heart. Hold on to the moments you put them goosebumps on your arms. Hold that hand through the hard times. Hold that glass to the good times.
The Big 615 on TuneIn to listen today.
Hey everybody, Mr. Yearwood here, inviting you to come hear today's biggest country hits, lots of your longtime favorites, and all the rising stars who are just tearing it up with their new music. And here's the best part, the easiest thing on the planet to do. Just search the Big 615 or tell your device, play the Big 615 on TuneIn, and bam, you're going to be enjoying some of the best music in the world. Made the way it was intended, direct from the place where country music lives. That's right, Nashville. It's the Big 615.
Tailgate Radio.
This might be a touchdown.
Hey, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you are going to love. You'll hear the most epic party anthems that will keep you and your crew bouncing. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
Tailgate Radio.
Exclusively on TuneIn.
Hey there, it's your friend Stormy Warren. Buckle up and join me every single weekday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central right here exclusively on TuneIn. What can you expect from my show? Well, we're talking about and playing the hottest, freshest, and newest country music around, not to mention plenty of the biggest hits you already know and love. Just search the Big 615 or ask your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
There's a lot to listen to on TuneIn.
Music.
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 At 17 years old, working a part-time job.
Man, reaching over the railing, he caught it!
But if you want to discover some new favorites, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn for all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station. Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn.
Follow you.
Follow us.
Follow us.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station? We'll celebrate guys like Stoney Edwards and O.C. Smith, you know, guys who didn't get a lot of radio play back in the day.
And how about fearless gals like Tammy, Loretta, and Dolly, who paved the way for the female country singers of today?
Well, let's call it Country A Go-Go.
Yes.
You keep saying you got something for me.
Search Country A Go-Go or ask your device to play Country A Go-Go on TuneIn.
Oh my God, thank you so much. That would be amazing.
That's the sound of Griselda getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be replacing items stolen from a home break-in. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you too with a great deal on a reliable, award-winning Honda, like the 2024 Accord. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you, and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
The Anaheim Ducks are back on the ice, and this season you can be in the stands to experience it all live.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
Shop a wide variety of seats for every match from Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks in the NHL, and make sure you don't miss a single moment. And rest assured, if your plans change, Ticketmaster has you covered. You can securely sell your seats to other fans with just a few taps. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
The Anaheim Ducks Foundation cordially invites you to attend the 15th annual Lady Ducks Fashion Show Luncheon benefiting Children's Hospital, Orange County. This exclusive event will be held on Monday, March 4th at the Westin Anaheim Resort with highlights including both professional modeling and a fashion show featuring your favorite Ducks players wearing the season's latest trends courtesy of Bloomingdale's in South Coast Plaza. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/fashion for table and sponsorship information.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
It's Gabriel Iglesias on his all new Don't Worry, Be Fluffy World Tour.
You know, I like doing the voices in places where people can't see me, like drive throughs. Oh, I'm evil at a drive through, man, except the one by my house because they know me.
How can I help you?
Yeah, let me have.
Pull up.
I did an order.
Gabriel, pull up.
Friday, April 19th, Honda Center. Get your tickets now at FluffyGuy.com. Don't miss a Anaheim. Gabriel Iglesias. Don't Worry, Be Fluffy World Tour.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% Mountain Spring Water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% Mountain Spring Water. Nothing else.
The Anaheim Ducks 30th anniversary season will feature 30 theme and giveaway nights. Check out the full schedule of festivities, including special legacy nights, the second annual Women in Sports Night, and more at AnaheimDucks.com/promos.
Thanks for listening to this exclusive presentation of Ducks Hockey. Stay tuned for a replay of tonight's game on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of the Anaheim Ducks, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.